Well, good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I was made aware recently of the passing of one of the true legends in jazz. He wasn't a musician per se, but he did co-found one of the most, I believe, important record companies of the last 20th century, of the last 20 years, rather, and Gordon would agree with me on this. Charlie Lurie, co-founder of Mosaic Records, passed away December 31st, and I'd like to dedicate this entire show to Charlie's memory. Charlie formed Mosaic Records back in 1983 with Michael Cascuna, and they set out on a journey to put together some of the best jazz collections ever. Gordon and I have featured many of the Commodore recordings over the years. I think we did a 20-plus part special on them. And we have Charlie Lurie and Michael Cascuna to thank for those. So we're going to get started. Actually, starting off with a brand new vocalist that I just became aware of in the past couple of weeks. Her name is Eleonora Ubel. She's from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And we're going to listen to something from her new album entitled Full Moon. This is her version of Good Morning, Heartache.
Heartache, you old gloomy side. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went. Start by saying to you, good morning, heartache. What's new? Stop haunting. Thank you. I've got those Monday blues. Straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. Hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down.
An excellent version of Good Morning Heartache. That's from Argentinian vocalist Eleonora Ubel from her album Full Moon, with some wonderful guitar there from Guillermo Bezzola, who in his own right is starting a recording career, and I'm hoping to get some music from Guillermo on the show in the next few weeks. Another musician who recently passed away was organist Jack McDuff. I believe he passed away within the last 2 weeks. And I'm going to play for you something from his album, That's the Way I Feel About It. And we're going to listen to his version of the theme from Mission Impossible. But before we get to that, we're going to go back to the Village Vanguard in New York City, June of 1980. And this was the final Village Vanguard appearance that pianist Bill Evans made before his untimely death later on that year. And we're going to listen to a composition of his entitled Tiffany. We have Mark Johnson on bass, and Joe LaBarbera is on drums.
Thank you. Thank you. like help in filing your income tax return this year? Come and check out the outstanding services offered by the income tax specialists at Double Check Income Tax. There, you can meet Joe Colas, who is committed to giving his clients the best possible services available and more. On top of that, Double Check Income Tax will be giving away airplane tickets and other surprises. So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? Well, take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio.
Well, we just listened to some music from the late Jack McDuff from his album released on the Concord label. It's entitled That's the Way I Feel About It, and we heard his version of a theme from Mission Impossible, and it swung pretty hard there for a while. It was pretty good, actually. Bill Evans before that, pianist Bill Evans, from June of 1980, and a lovely rendition of his composition entitled Tiffany. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. We're going to venture out now to California. The year is 1958, and we're going to listen to some elegant piano music from George Shearing. And this one is a composition written by Walter Donaldson. It's entitled Little White Lies.
Just making doubly sure that we're in tune, because it's more professional that way. Glad we're not having the usual trouble with the amplifier on the guitar. You know, usually we have trouble in Washington because, as you know, you see, the amplifier on the guitar is AC, and as you know, Washington is...
Thank you.
paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me, in me, in me. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. If you
Harold Arlen, E.Y. Harburg, and Billy Rose wrote that number. It's entitled Paper Moon, and that's from Nina Freelon's brand new CD entitled Soul Call, and I'll be playing some more from that a little later on in the show. Actually, over the past couple of weeks, I've received quite a number of phone calls wanting to know who that was and wanting to hear more. So this afternoon, we're going to hear more from Nina as well. Coming up in just a little while, we're going to hear some more music from Barbara Montgomery's latest album entitled Dakini Land and her tribute to Chick Corea. Excellent, excellent recording. But before we get to her, here's some music from August the 5th, 1964. Jackie McLean is on alto sax, Charles Tolliver on trumpet, and Charles wrote this next song we're going to hear. Herbie Hancock on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Roy Haynes is on drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Truth. And then after that, we're going to listen to Miss Barbara Montgomery herself and her version of Chick Corea's 500 Miles High.
Thank you. Be sure that your love stays so free. then it never can die. Just realize this is true, and above the skies you will always stay 500 miles high. Is so free, then it never can die. Just realize this is true, and above the skies you will always stay 500 miles into
Purim and Gail Moran are the two vocalists that quickly come to mind when it comes to interpreting the music of Chick Corea. Well, we can add another one. Her name is Barbara Montgomery, and that's from her album Dakini Land. That was her version of 500 Miles High, lyrics by Neville Potter, and of course the music of Chick Corea, with some fine trumpet work there from Terrell Stafford. And some of the people on this album include John Blake on violin, Chris Farr on sax, Doug Gibbs on percussion, Chico Huff on bass, and a host of other great musicians. If you want to order this album, you can go to Barbara's website. It's bjazz.com, and you can order the CD from there. A portion of the proceeds actually go to the American Lyme Disease Foundation, and that's an illness that Barbara's been suffering with for some time now. Before that, we heard some music from Jackie McLean from 1964 and a composition written by trumpet player Charles Tolliver entitled Truth. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McAlligott, and we're going to continue now with some great big band music from the great Count Basie.
Thank you.
This afternoon, we're paying tribute to the co-founder of Mosaic Records, Charlie Lurie, who passed away December 31st, year 2000. And we're featuring some of the Mosaic box sets this afternoon that have been released by Mosaic over the years. And let me tell you, there's actually quite a number of them. Just to give you an idea of some of the ones that were released since 1983, some of them are no longer available. From the likes of Tina Brooks, Art Pepper, Paul Desmond, Stan Kenton, Count Basie, the great Commodore series, there were three full volumes of the entire Commodore label. Don Cherry, Buck Clayton, Charles Mingus, the list goes on and on and on. They still have quite a few box sets available, and they're always releasing them on a quarterly basis. And if you'd like to get in touch with them, the best way is to go to mosaicrecords.com, and they have all the information there for ordering and what they have available at this particular moment. Or you can call them at area code 203-327-7111. We just heard music from baritone sax player Serge Chaloff from March 14th, 1956, recorded at the Capitol Studios in Los Angeles, featuring Sonny Clark on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Philly Joe Jones was on drums. And before that, we heard Count Basie, some of his roulette recordings, and a composition entitled Out the Window. Well, we're going to continue with certainly one of the greats on the alto sax, still alive and still playing and swinging very, very hard. He was lucky enough to play here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival a few years ago, Phil Woods, and we're going to listen to a composition written by his trumpet player, Brian Lynch, and this one's entitled Backroom Blues.
Thank you. If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhymes, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's special, then with it, why aren't we as careful as making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child?
Phrasing was certainly influenced by the great Abby Lincoln. That was Nina Freelon from her new album entitled Soul Call. It's released on the Concord Jazz label, and we just heard If It's Magic. Phil Woods before that with Backroom Blues. I'm going to be back in about a couple of minutes' time with some music from guitarist Kenny Burrell.
Do you miss home? Looking for an affordable way to travel? We'll take the train. Go home more often with Via Rail Canada. Students get 35% off the regular adult fare when using our ISIC card. If you're a full-time student, you can get your ISIC card at any Via Rail station. But that's not all. Buy 6 return trips to any destination and receive 50% off the regular price. For more info, call 244-8289. That's 244-8289. Via Rail Canada, bringing students home.
Would you like
like help in filing your income tax return this year? Come and check out the outstanding services offered by the income tax specialists at Double Check Income Tax. There, you can meet Joe Colas, who is committed to giving his clients the best possible services available and more. On top of that, Double Check Income Tax will be giving away airplane tickets and other surprises. So come on and check out Double Check Income Tax at 251 Bank Street, Suite 701, or call 235-3933. That's 235-3933.
Welcome, Multicultural CHUOFM 89.1. Every Saturday at 10 to 11, you listen to the Somali show. Then, that means a land of Somalia. Kuna sedwada pepta of Somalia or an kuhadalno of kuhoyo. Welcome to the Somali show.
Thank you.
One of the most beautiful compositions from John Lewis, that was Django, performed by guitarist Lauren Lofsky. Mike Downs was on bass and Jerry Fuller was on drums, and that's from Lauren's album entitled Bill Please from the Jazz Inspirations label out of, I believe it's Toronto. And before that, Kenny Burrell with Satin Doll from his album Lotus Blossom. You're tuned to 89.1. My name is Randy McElligott, and the show is called In Transition until 3 o'clock this afternoon, when Osmond Lowe steps in with German news, music, and commentary. Well, here's some music from another Canadian guitarist who has performed a few times at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival, Greg Lowe, from his album Thrilled Against My Will. This is a great composition entitled Miles from Davis.
Thank you.
That was Tommy Flanagan and a composition entitled, let me see here, Tommy Flanagan, Bean and Boys and In Walked Bud, and that's from his album Alone Too Long. And before that, Greg Lowe with Miles from Davis, and that's from his album Thrilled Against My Will. Here's some music from Hank Jones from November 1st, 1955, featuring Donald Byrd and Matty Dice on trumpets. Eddie Jones is on bass, and Kenny Clark is on drums. And this composition is written by Frank West. It's entitled Don't Blame Me. We just heard Prelude to a Kiss, played by Brad Meldow on piano. And I just want to let you know that this is the final week for Ken Burns' excellent series on jazz, and hope you're tuning in and enjoying it. I'm sure going to be looking at that this week. I believe it's tomorrow and Wednesday, but I'm not sure of the dates. You might want to check them with your local TV listings. But until next week, have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott, and don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, German news and commentary with Osmond Lowe until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.